Park Hopper John.
I'm Park Hopper Sid.
And together we are WW Park Hoppers. Where are we, Sid?
We are at a very special Park Hoppers live broadcast here at Haleo at Disney Springs.
That's right.
We are celebrating National Paella Day. National Spanish Paella Day.
There's a reason. And we have a studio audience
of very loud hecklers. We love them to death.
Right. No telling what's going to happen tonight. We want to make sure that you come find us over at www.parkhoppers.com as well as Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at WDW Park Hoppers. You can also listen to our iTunes and Stitcher, and anywhere you find podcasts, you can usually find us there for the
YouTube show.
Yeah, we do all that stuff. We also have we're doing a brand new show each day. We put out a brand new live video. Put a news story out every day, keeping you up to date on the latest news and happenings here at Walt Disney World. And we are going to try to time it out right. We ordered some paella, and we're trying to time it to where by the time we finish up, it'll hit the table. So kind of stay with us. We're going to try to give that a whirl.
So normally with the paella, they have a couple of standard ones running, and you can either order those, or if you order something special, you have to wait a minimum of 45 minutes.
Right.
So we got here when they opened. The manager remembered us from when we were here for the grand opening last week and said, you know, let's see what we can do. So they told us 40 minutes, and that was about 15 minutes ago.
Right. So before we get into one little bit of housekeeping, we are going to have some Q&A at the end, but if you are watching right now, one, like the video, and two, share the video. That's a great way to get the word out, and that would be super duper helpful. But let's go ahead and get into it. What's happening at Walt Disney World this week, Sid?
This week we are continuing the Epcot's International Flower and Garden Festival. Again, this goes through until June 3rd.
Yay!
And we have the fantastic Garden Rocks concert series this week. Hey, baby, why don't you tell them? Because these are some of your favorites.
Yes.
Tell them who the bands are for this week.
Finishing up tonight is Air Supply. Is that tonight? Today, the 27th?
Yes. Yeah. Today is the 20th. It's National Paella Day.
And then tomorrow starts Berlin with Terry Nunn, which is super duper exciting. We also have the Smithereens coming in.
They are new this year.
They are new to Garden Rocks. They're not new to Epcot. They're new to Garden Rocks. And then at the end of the weekend, we have Rick Springfield.
He's so excited.
I got to see Rick Springfield once in my life. So that's what's going on at Garden Rocks. And so for those of you who are planning a trip, or if you can steal away and come down here for a couple of days, you can get in a really cool Flower and Garden Festival and then get a great concert, all included in the price of admission to Epcot.
Absolutely.
All right, what else is going on?
All right, so there are some changes happening over at Hollywood Studios and at the Magic Kingdom.
Changes.
Well, there are the Disney Early Morning Magic events. Woo! So these are the separated ticketed events. They're available in Toy Story Land at Disney's Hollywood Studio and in Fantasyland at Magic Kingdom. And the event is held on select mornings. Now, traditionally, it has been Monday and Wednesdays for Toy Story Land, and it has been Sundays and Tuesdays in Fantasyland.
Right.
We are not making promises it will stay that way forever, so definitely check when you book it. So, guests planning their summer at Walt Disney World Vacations will be glad to know that both of these events, again, park opens early, you get onto some rides early, they have some special food offerings, it's things like that. You will be glad to know that they have extended their dates. Hollywood Studios has the Magical Mornings through the end of August, and Magic Kingdom dates are now available through the end of September.
Now, this is not to be confused with the extra magic hours.
No.
That's part of the benefits for staying on Disney property. This is a special ticketed event that you can get into for breakfast, and then a large portion of rides are available to you. Like, you have access to all three rides at Toy Story Land.
You are very popular tonight. So,
I am popular.
So he's got messages popping up on the camera.
It's driving me crazy. I forgot to put this thing in silent mode. So, all right. Here's a news story that I think that not only will my wife absolutely love, but it will create
Is there more mermaid school?
There's no mermaid school. This will
but
create.
I still get to go to mermaid school?
Yes.
Okay.
This will create a brand new genre of Disney collectors. Okay. Beginning yesterday, as part of a 6-week pilot program, a guest coming to the Disney water parks will have the option to purchase all the water park necessities to make it easy and convenient for your day. The new Splash Pack bundle will include food and beverage entree, a dessert, a refillable drink mug, and a Disney-themed souvenir towel.
Yes.
Bundled into the price.
Well, no. It's for a separate bundled price.
Yes.
So it's not in the price of admission. This is a separate little pack you get to purchase.
Correct. But you get the food, the drink, the dessert, the entree, and the souvenir towel.
Yes.
With the purchase of the Splash Pack, you get all of those things. Pricing for this is a mere $44 per person plus tax. So how do you purchase it? The add-on is available for purchase now through May 4th. Splash Packs can be purchased at select locations inside the water park. They can only be purchased for a day of use. No pre-purchasing.
You can reuse your towel if you want to.
Yes, but...
because you get to take it home.
Yeah, but you can't get more food and drink the next day. And
right.
It's only good for same day use.
It was a joke, baby.
I gotcha.
I'm not funny.
I got a lot going on right now.
I know.
The Splash Pack bundle will be available for both Disney Typhoon Lagoon and Disney's Blizzard Beach water park.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Everything good? Everything good?
Oh, all right. Super. Just take my money, Disney. Take my money.
That's the right attitude.
Oh, that's how we handle it around here. All right. So, there is the DJs ready, set,
what?
Party time! Entertainment and photo op coming to Sunset Showcase in the courtyard. So,
yay!
Fans of Disney Pixar's Cars can look forward to more fun, more excitement over at Disney's Hollywood Studios as there is special entertainment, photo ops, and more will be added to the courtyard outside the Sunset Showcase beginning March 31st. So just, next week.
Right.
And this is when Lightning McQueen's Racing Academy is set to begin. So they're doing all of these photo ops and special entertainment just to coincide with that. Hopefully that will be to help out with some of the long lines and make you feel like it's, there's more entertainment and the lines pass faster.
Right.
So, there is the Piston Come Champion Cruz Ramirez will also be stopping by to meet and take photos with all of her fans. And there will be a DJ.
Nice.
There will be the Ultimate Party on Wheels, bringing a lively music mix to liven things up several times a day. So this is going to come and go. And the DJ Ready Set Party Time will have Lightning McQueen's pit crew arriving on the scene, getting everyone around the DJ engaged in entertaining Cars-inspired dances and games.
Awesome. I think DJ is the car. They have this over at Disneyland.
It seems that Cruz Ramirez may be the DJ, if I'm reading this right.
I don't know. I think the car, they have a DJ car.
Okay, so
it comes out and it's got the speakers in it and everything.
All right, so this is the exact sentence. Piston Cup champion Cruz Ramirez will be stopping by to meet and take photos with all of her fans, and DJ.
Yes, DJ capital letters.
Yes.
Oh, man, that's confusing.
It
you
is.
Can't name a character the thing that it does. It's like wrench. You can't, take a picture and wrench.
All right, well, then we're
are you going to wrench
see.
Or are you going to, anyway?
I guess we're going to have to go to Hollywood Studios next week and find out and report back.
We will solve the case, kids. We're like Scooby-Doo. We're going to rip that mask off and find out that it was old McTiernan.
Let's
And he'd have gotten away with it, too, if it hadn't been for us lousy kids.
Oh.
Alright, so those of you who are going to be doing any shopping in the near future, one of the things that you could do to help us out is go to www.parkhoppers.com/Amazon, and anything that you purchase there, the Amazon will give us a couple of pennies on that. It doesn't cost you a dime, but it really does help us out a lot. Over the month, it gives us enough money to where we can pay for our hosting, we can pay for some other really cool things, and when we come for events like this, we'll be able to do some of it. It doesn't pay for all of it. It pays for a cocktail or two.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is, the newest thing that we started doing...
I know, they're passing cocktails at the next
I know,
table
I got all excited.
Like, what's going on over here?
I got to join that table. There's a lot of cool stuff happening over there. The coolest thing that we just started was the Park Hoppers Daily News. So each day over at youtube.com/WWParkHoppers, we're doing news updates on the latest happenings. We try to do as up-to-minute as possible. You can check them out over there. You can also check it out at WWParkHoppers website, as well as, oh my God, chug it.
Oh,
sorry.
All right,
we got to try that. What is this?
This is El Porrón.
El Porrón?
El Porrón.
All right, hold on, come here. We're
what is El Porrón?
It's cast lemon with Clara beer.
Right.
So it's a beautiful demonstration. And fantastic. What you need to do is just open your mouth. And I'm going to extend it.
Oh, my.
On camera.
My, that was good.
And now, what you need to do is you gotta do it yourself. You
okay.
Gotta look at the spout and you're gonna
okay.
extend.
All right.
I gotta do it myself.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm just gonna get your computer out of there. And extend it. There you go.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God, you're a natural.
You're
a natural.
Woo!
All right, is it my turn?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you so much.
All right.
No, please enjoy it.
I have no idea.
Sid.
All right,
Sid.
You have to talk me through this.
Okay,
you
just
have to, like, go for it.
Just get it close. And angle it out. Yeah! Woo! That's my woman, y'all. That's awesome.
Welcome
that was amazing.
To
thank you so much.
Enjoy it.
Thank you
thank
so
you.
Much.
And what was
gracias.
That called again?
Thank you.
Ah, he walked away.
Oh, my God.
All right.
That just happened.
Yes, it did. So
your mileage may vary.
All right. So
is my mom still watching? Oh, my God.
Your mom is completely watching.
That's my boy. He's an alcoholic. Yay.
That was
great.
All right, so on top of the Park Hopper News and the Amazon.com, we definitely also would like you to take a look at www.parkhoppers.com/shop for Park Hopper's merchandise. So we have tumblers, coffee mugs, shirts, and other apparel we're still working on. So, yeah, I feel like we just sort of near.
This
yeah.
show has gone off the rails.
Absolutely. Well, why don't you tell them what's going on at Animal Kingdom real quick?
Okay, this is going to make my wife really super duper happy, because one of the favorite things that we like to do when we first became Disney fans was to go to Rafiki's Planet Watch.
Yes.
And then there was some weirdness happening a few months ago, because they said they were going to close it, then they were going to refurb it, and then it was going to become Zootopia. And then now we've got confirmation that Rafiki's Planet Watch at Disney's Animal Kingdom is going to reopen this summer. Back in September, Rafiki's Planet Watch was closed to Animal Kingdom. And while all that craziness was going on, it's been confirmed. Rafiki's Planet Watch, the Affection section, and the Wildlife Express are going to be fully reopened this summer.
Absolutely.
Rafiki's Planet Watch will include the animal encounters that we all know and love, as well as new experiences that feature the celebration of the Lion King. While we don't have all the details, we don't know what we don't know, but as soon as we know, we'll share it with you.
Yes.
My one and only hope is that it has the sheep with the Mickey shaved into it.
That is my favorite hidden Mickey in all of Disney. And if you don't know what we're talking about, they shear the sheep so as it gets warm, because you know we live in Florida, but they leave one little wool Mickey head on his hip. Or
yeah.
for him.
It's
hip. There you go.
What is hip? Tell me, baby.
So, on top of that, over at Hollywood Studios, they have some new cameras installed. And
yeah,
these are
not
kind of cameras that you need to worry about.
I'm not
these
super happy about this.
Automated cameras are at the Chewbacca and Kylo Ren meet and greets. Now, why are you not happy?
Boo. Go read the story, I'll tell you.
All right. So, whatever reason you're there, you're with the light side, the dark side, the resistance, the First Order, it does not matter. You know you're still on camera. All right.
That's okay. Bye.
You'll soon get to be taking your photo with an automated automated camera. Disney has expanded the automated camera concept, and it used to be just over at the Tinkerbell meet and greet at Magic Kingdom, and now it's moving over to the Star Wars launch pad. So, all right, I must be in the outside of this. I have no idea why this is so bad.
Take away from photographers.
Boo. Oh, boo.
Yeah.
No, boo.
So, you know how when we go on a cruise, a non-Disney cruise,
yes,
and we go and we get off of the gangplank and they want to take our picture, they always say no to using our own camera.
Yes.
I think this is Disney's first step towards making that.
Because there won't be anyone there to take your picture.
Correct.
Unless you grab the person behind you.
Correct.
So, now, the automatic camera boxes have been installed for a little while. They've just installed the cameras themselves. And there's Nikon, I don't care about the camera type, I don't care about the lens. Random testing has begun, you know, and a lot of people have been glad. I'm continuing to read. So there still are the PhotoPass photographers present for now.
For now.
So we shall see.
It'll also help Disney's bottom line because, you know, that cast members, those cast members cost money, and I'm sure they want to do away with that and just make it automated. But then what happens when the cameras go down?
They grab a manager and toss a floor in their hand.
So I can just see it now, Kylo Ren.
Smile for the camera. I'm going to take your picture with the phone.
That's going to be a horrible experience. I know some people dig it. I just don't. I think it's not no bueno to use the Haleo vernacular.
No bueno?
No bueno.
All right. So what is this next part about Epcot then?
All right.
Talk about Animal Kingdom, Magic Kingdom, Hollywood Studios. What's going on at Epcot?
Completing our round trip trifecta. We even talked about the water parks.
We did.
Now we have to talk about Epcot. And we have to talk about Epcot. So Disney announces that the new movie is going to come into the Land Pavilion. Awesome planet, bro.
Totally.
Taking over the space that was formerly the Lion King Don't Litter movie, Disney announced the addition of Awesome Planet, an on-screen exploration of the realm that we call home, showcasing the spectacular beauty, diversity, and dynamic story of Earth that we share the grandeur that guests have come to expect. This new film will provide guests with hints at the scope of the bold new transformations coming to Epcot. I thought this was a movie about planet Earth, but they're going to fit in a little commercial for Epcot.
It is Disney. Why would they?
With spectacular nature photography, immersive in-theater effects, and space sequences created by Industrial Light and Magic, Awesome Planet will stir Chile and the Epcot guests and deliver an environmental message that will resonate as far beyond as its final scenes. 7 minute warning.
All right, this is our 7 minute warning.
All right,
warning.
Great. That was perfect.
Thank you.
So that'll be fun. I'm glad they're bringing something new in. The conservation movie that had the Timon and Pumbaa was no, it was old. It was ready to be.
Was it no bueno?
It was no bueno. All right.
One last story we're going to toss in here at the request of our live studio audience. If you all are headed down to Disney Springs, if you're looking for a good place to have brunch, Wine Bar George here in Disney Springs is now adding some brunch offerings. So, this also includes Dole Whip Mimosas. It has some Moscato. Moscato, pineapple Dole Whip, and Prosecco. So it'll be a little bubbly.
I'll take two.
If that is too boring for you, there is also the frozen version, which is the Dole Whip Frascato, which has vodka. Moscato, we're good here. So, in addition to that, there are going to be some decadent dishes, such as brioche French toast with caramel sauce, eggs benedict, cinnamon buns, and as always, because it is Wine Bar George, there will be wine. So, this technically opens, this technically starts on March 31st. It's officially opening come April. So, go make your reservation, check it out, come on down, and let us know what you think. I'm looking forward to a Dole Whip Mimosa.
Yeah, I think this is all good. I love Wine Bar George. General Guglielmotes is a wonderful guy. He's a master sommelier. There's only a handful of those in the world, and we've got one at Disney Springs. And this is a welcome addition. I don't know what the price tag is going to be like, but it probably won't be super cheap.
Well, it's mainly a la carte. The drinks are going to be $15 that we just mentioned, but the food is all a la carte. So, yeah, it'll be Wine Bar George pricing.
Yeah, there you go. All right, as we're waiting for the paella to hit the table, we want to say thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to watch. Next week, we're going to be over there at Pepe.
Over there?
The
Are
quick
we go
serve.
To Pepe?
I think we're going to go to Pepe. Want to go somewhere else?
I don't know. Maybe we go to Hollywood Studios and show them the DJ car.
Why don't we try Hollywood Studios? Like, let's say Hollywood Studios.
Yes, please.
We're giving that such a whirl to try to get over there. We've missed it a few times. Hollywood Studios next week. Make sure that you find us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram, all at WW Park Hoppers. And then make sure you come to WWParkHoppers.com. Four parks, one world.
And everything in between.